Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress.
Don't miss our huge Memorial Day sale. Going on now on all Tempur-Pedic mattresses.
Save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic mattresses.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
Welcome back into Cougar Tracks here on KSLSports.com and KSL News Radio, your legacy home of the Cougars. Getting to know the 2024 recruiting class. I always love recruiting, and what better time during the bye week to the check in on some of the top BYU football commits. And one guy in particular, Dallin Johnson from Springville High School, he's been committed to BYU since 2021. He's been a longtime commit, and I want to catch up with him and kind of get to know him a little bit better. So, Dallin, I appreciate you taking some time to join me tonight.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
So take us back, June 12th, 2021. You commit to BYU. I've heard your name for what feels like for years now, and is it kind of weird to think you're getting close to signing day actually happening and actually putting it in writing?
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, like you said, it was so long ago that it started to feel like, you know, throughout like my sophomore and junior year, like, man, this is never actually going to come into fruition. Like, I'm waiting for so long. But, you know, now that it's creeping up quick, and I couldn't be more excited.
Take us back, though, to that moment when you did commit. I believe it was a summer camp, and a lot has changed for BYU football since that time. I mean, this was even before they got invited to the Big 12.
Right.
But take us back to that moment when you did commit, how, and just kind of the overall motions that went into getting that offer and that opportunity.
Yeah, for sure. So they offered me the spring prior. And I was completely surprised. That was probably like, you know, one of my happiest memories. I've been a BYU fan my whole life. My grandpa played at BYU. And so I went to the camp, and I met the coaches, and I actually saw the facilities and stuff. And I was like, this just, you know, confirmed what I already thought. And I was, cause at first I was thinking, you know, I want to play the game and get more offers, but the more I was around it, the more I was just like, there's nowhere else. You know, this is my home.
You mentioned your grandpa. Wasn't he Brent Johnson? He played for BYU. What was he, a kicker?
Yeah. He was a kicker in the late 70s.
So BYU runs deep then for your family.
Yeah, for sure.
And since that moment you committed, what's the recruiting process been like for you?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, I've had schools reach out, and I'm really grateful for them. I wanted to, you know, make sure I had all my options, but this is the place for me.
And I asked that too, because if I'm not mistaken, this past spring and summer, you got invites to go to the camps at Auburn, Stanford. Am I right?
Yeah. Yes, sir. I got invites there. The year before, Duke invited me out. Utah invited me. Oregon invited me too. I'm really grateful for them reaching out. But you know, I didn't point in going.
Did you kind of make it clear in this recruiting process? You're like, appreciate it, but BYU's the place for me. So it's almost like, are you wasting your time?
Yeah, for sure.
Is that kind of how it played out?
Yeah, I mean, it really does mean a lot for these schools to reach out. And, you know, I mean, I did want to make sure that I was making my best decision. So, you know, I listened to what they had to say and tried to keep an open mind. But, you know, no one's been able to give me a better reason to go there.
Talk with Dallin Johnson, Springville High School football player, BYU commit in the 2024 recruiting cycle. BYU, of course, during your recruitment has, you know, had changes to their defensive staff. The new coaching staff led by Jay Hill. Who's been maybe the top recruiter for you since on the new staff since they stepped in last winter?
Yeah, so I've talked to Jay quite a bit. Coach Hill, he's awesome. I was for sure a little unsure, you know, like when a lot of the defensive staff left. But I have done a better job in who they brought in. Great recruiters, great guys. And, you know, I think it showed this season, even better coaches. I mean, the defensive recruit, I think it's like, I can say that, you know, I think their defense was shaky at times last year. Mm-hmm. And so to watch them absolutely thrive right now, it's so great.
And if I'm not mistaken, Dallin, correct me if I'm wrong, but you plan to enroll at BYU this winter. Is that right?
I do. Yes.
How excited are you for that opportunity to go in and be a part of winter conditioning and compete next spring?
I'm so stoked. I mean, it's just, it's surreal. It's like a dream come true still. I'm excited. You know, Ryder Burton, the quarterback, he's, can't wait to be teammates with him again.
What's Ryder like for our listeners that know him enough? I mean, I, on this show, I've been saying, hey, Ryder's a dude. Like, he could be QB1. I don't think people give him enough credit for, I think they look too much at the star rankings and think, oh, he didn't get many offers. And it's kind of the same story for you, but you guys were dogs out there at Springville. Maybe just tell us a little bit about Ryder and your thoughts on him.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of studs that have a lot of stars.
Sure.
But, you know, there's a lot of guys that don't. But Ryder's a nut, man. He lives, breathes, eats, and sleeps football. Like, I remember it was New Year's, and instead of, you know, going to parties and whatnot, he went out and he shoveled snow off the football field and set up trash cans and just went out and threw. Mm. Like, he's a different kind of guy. Like, he's a baller.
Are you kind of the same way? Like, your love for football, is it always been there for you from a young age?
Oh, yeah. I mean, football's, you know, it's my thing. It's my one true love. But I was a B team player the first couple of years I played football. I wasn't great, but I didn't even love it that much. But, you know, I stuck with it, and I started getting better at it, and it's all I do now. I love it.
What was the moment, Dallin, then? You know, because that's pretty cool that you were once a B team kid, and then you worked your way up, and now you're going to be playing some college football. What was the moment you felt like, man, I could actually go play college football, get my schooling taken care of with a scholarship? When was that moment that you realized that was a real possibility?
I think, let's see, I've always said it, like, you know, I've always, as long as I can remember, I've been like, I want to play football at BYU. But I think it was, I don't know, sometime in sixth grade, I grew a lot faster than everyone else did. I was 6 foot, 6'1", 220 in sixth grade. And we started playing, and it felt effortless. And I mean, obviously that size, it should feel effortless, but there was something about it that just clicked. And I started loving the game. And it was kind of at that point that I was like, oh shoot, like I might, like, you know, my goal then was I want to start varsity as a freshman. That was my goal from sixth grade to my freshman year. And then after my freshman year, I was kind of like, oh man, like I could make this dream a reality.
That's pretty neat. And how would you describe how your high school career at Springville has gone?
I love it. I love the atmosphere in Springville. It's different. It's still kind of got that small town feel. All of our coaches, except for one, they all played high school at Springville too. And even the one that didn't, we've adopted him. He's awesome. He's a Red Devil. So I can't say enough good about Springville and everything it's done for me and everything they've taught me.
You mentioned in sixth grade you were 6'1", 220. Where are you lining up now?
Right now, I'm 6'4", and I'm bouncing like 285, 290.
Good deal. Where does Jay and the defensive coaches, how do they envision like your role, you know, as far as position and nose tackle, D tackle, like where do they see you lining up in that 4-man front?
For sure. I think D tackle. I could play nose. I'd like to think I'm athletic enough to play wherever they want me. I really don't know. I would love to. I'll do whatever they want me to do. If they tell me I have to go out and play safety, I'll figure out how to play safety. Like, I just want to play football.
Fair enough. I appreciate that. And let me just ask you this too, Dallin, you know, because as I noted, you know, when you committed, BYU was not going to be at that time part of the Big 12. And then they get the invite to the Big 12. How excited are you for that opportunity to chase conference titles? And then, oh, by the way, they're going to be in the same league too as Utah, an in-state rival.
Oh yeah, I was thrilled. So I remember the day. You know, I heard they were kind of talking about it the night before. It was just, it was so great. Like it was the best feeling ever. And so excited to be in there with Utah. Gosh, it's such a great opportunity. It's such a good time to be a BYU fan.
Last couple things here for you, Dallin. Is there any, you know, special talents that you have away from the football field that you enjoy when you got some downtime, or just unique talents that not many people know about you?
Shoot, I don't know about talents. I like to go hunting.
Cool.
I like to do that. I don't know. I eat, breathe, and sleep football. So when I'm not doing that, it's tough. You know, my two favorite things are both in the same time of the year. Makes it a little hard, but
yeah.
I like being outside, I guess.
That's cool. I've heard too that you love the weight room too. Is that a fair statement?
That's fair. Yeah. if that's not included with football, I love the weight room. That was another one of my goals coming into high school, was I want to set Springfield's lifting records. I love the weight room.
Have you done it?
It's really cool to see your results.
Have you set the record?
To my knowledge, as far as we have recorded at Springville, I have the bench record, and we're like fairly confident I have the squat record too.
What's the numbers on those?
So my bench is 415 and my squat was 605.
Wow. That's impressive. Yeah. Like how much, I don't know if the word practice, but work goes into that growth to set a record like that. I mean, how long has that taken you to kind of reach those sort of numbers?
Oh, it's taken a minute. I've been lifting with the varsity team since I was in seventh grade. We'd go at 6 in the morning. So, I mean, it's been 6 a.m. every winter, spring for, I don't know, what's that, like 5 or mm-hmm. 6 years?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Well, that's pretty neat. And Dallin, well, I appreciate you catching up with me and kind of checking in as we get closer to signing day. Do you have any, date locked in for when you're going to have that official visit in December, or have you already, you know, set that date aside for when you're going to be taking that official visit on campus and get wined and dined at the hotel with all the treats, the candy, the food, all that?
Yeah, for sure. I don't know exactly what day. I know it's going to be, you know, sometime after the season. Mm-hmm. But I'm stoked. I'm so excited.
Rightfully so. It's been a long time coming. And congrats to you, Dallin, and congrats to your family. It sounds like a pretty exciting time for you. And best of luck the rest of this high school football season. We'll touch base again down the road.
Of course. Thank you.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.